The first of 12,000 Syrian refugees to be offered asylum in Australia have flown into a growing storm around comments by one of Australia's Islamic leaders, the Grand Mufti Ibrahim Abu Muhammad. His suggestions that duplicitous foreign policy, Islamophobia and racism were causative factors in terrorist attacks like the one in Paris has been roundly condemned. The Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, is calling on him to clarify the comments immediately. Lucy Martin reports.
Australia agreed to settle 12,000 Syrian refugees. The first of them, a family of five, has arrived in Perth to begin their new life. The Social Services Minister, Christian Porter, told ABC Radio the family touched down overnight and will now be assisted to arrange schooling, healthcare and employment.
The father of the family, he has very clear ambitions in Perth, and that is to educate his kids, live safely, get a job and live in peace.
Their arrival comes amid a growing debate about Australia's acceptance of refugees from Middle Eastern countries. New South Wales Nationals MP Andrew Fraser has urged the government to close Australia's borders in the wake of the Paris terrorist attacks. And a new political party, Australian Liberty Alliance, is using the attacks to renew its call for a 10-year ban on immigration from Islamic countries. Christian Porter again.
I'm absolutely confident these refugees, this family, the others in the 12,000 additional intake, those that have arrived previously are given a very thorough level of interrogation and scrutiny and have their circumstances well and truly checked by our security agencies.
The reaction from some of Australia's Muslim leaders to the Paris attacks is also generating controversy. Christian Porter has added his voice to criticism of Australia's Grand Mufti over a statement he released in response to the attacks. In it, Dr. Ibrahim Muhammad expressed condolences for the families of those killed, but he made the further point that current strategies for tackling terrorism aren't working, suggesting that racism, foreign policy and military intervention are causative factors in terrorist attacks. Christian Porter is not impressed.
I don't find them, I must confess, terribly helpful. The idea that somehow a rational cause of this has been Western foreign policy, either of Australia or America or France for that matter, to me seems to be outlandish.
Nor is the Immigration Minister Peter Dutton, who today called on the Grand Mufti to immediately clarify the comments on 2GB radio.
There were some good people out yesterday from the Islamic community condemning without reservation these barbaric acts, and the Grand Mufti, I think, would do well, frankly, to listen to what some of the moderate leaders had to say. These acts need to be condemned for what they are, and they've been condemned by Muslim leaders around the world, and they should be condemned here by the leadership in Australia as well.
The Treasurer Scott Morrison added to the chorus of disapproval, saying the Muslim community has been let down by the Grand Mufti's comments.
And I think Australian Muslims would have been disappointed in those comments. Certainly those who I have close relationships with were, I really urge him to listen to his own community on this and to reflect their views.
Imam Shabir Musa is from Perth's Southern River Mosque.
Of course, statements of this nature when they're issued may not necessarily be reflective of an entire Australian Muslim community.
The mosque released a statement of its own on the weekend, condemning all acts of violence, calling them disgusting and sad.
Lucy Martin reporting.